and they're only two. Cream it up, just cream it up. Like the moonlight adds a little light in the dark. You got to add a little light in your car. Cream it up, just cream it up. Cook it up, cream it.
Excuse me. Give me your best mocktail, please.
Right away.
Whoa. So you mean to tell me I have to wait through all this fancy dancing just to get a good refreshing drink? Sure.
Mm-mm.
With Brothers Mocktails, there's zero drama. Pina Colada, Mojito, Strawberry Lime Crisp, Cosmo, your VIP pass to a good time. A real brother will never keep you waiting. Ready to drink, crafted to perfection.
Complain about any broadcasting station, get in touch with us. IBA, Mass Media Complex, Ali King Kata Road, PO Box 32475, Lusaka, or call us on 260-211-2505 at night, or visit our website at www.iba.org.zm. IBA, here for the public. Doesn't matter big or small.
Chocoloco.
Chocoloco is for all.
Chocoloco. Oh, I think that I like it.
Chocoloco.
And I'm gonna tell everybody.
Chocoloco.
Chocoloco.
Chocoloco Choco Sticks. Long lasting fun.
Bonjour, c'est Pascal Niapa. Ni chanchi sticker. What am I here with you, robot? Kapita wa chitewe ta shimzanga ga? Kete, tika nisi. Siyana le?
Maa inu kabga angwe. Na shipangale ponya.
Siyana ne, kuri benava wangu apa. Ni mavuto. Kati wa jande ura kutia ingu kutuma weti. Tune kamunga ntungunda. Aya, isu anavutika edu.
Ya, neze kuyopa na taa, nikamuza soga jimangi, atakamba, ya isi ya nene, azanipa ila nkufu, ona chabe kwanga, vantu, sivasa nkana kusanka, pale senda peofie, ona nsaizi.
True, ndi nsaizi ya nkufu, kule machungukuchi, munga ni taki. Asana, bichini wani, uchita mangwala bwani, muziko nawe, nawe, fiti tigawa nenga mwala.
Sibu mfiti, iwe chuma chilipa nkuku, na ripa sugu fiti.
Ripa?
Yes, Ripper Stock Feed has it all for your broiler chicks. Find us at plot number 20554 Chinika Industrial Area off Mumba Road, Lusaka. In all outlets, look around for Ripper Stock Feed. To find out more, call us on 0953-624050 or 0971-864700. Ripper Stock Feed, the feed masters.
Remember where we're coming from. Boom. Never forget home.
What's cooking? Cooking is the process of producing safe and edible food by preparing and combining ingredients by applying heat in most cases.
Carbohydrates are in two forms. We have the simple carbohydrates and then we have the complex carbohydrates.
Monday to Friday at 13:05.
From Sunday to Friday, I don't take any sugar. So, am I risking my life or I'm on the good diet?
A healthy diet through life promotes health, pregnancy outcomes, supports normal growth, development, and aging, helps to maintain a healthy body weight, and reduces the risk of chronic diseases, leading to overall health and well-being.
Diet plays a bigger role in physical activity. Actually, I think 80% of weight management is from the diet.
The diet.
Physical activity plays very little. Physical activity is good, of course, to, you know, burn out the excess. It's important to also release, you know, emotional stress. It helps in that regard. But when it comes to weight management, when it comes to management of...
What's Cooking, Monday to Friday at 13:05 hours, only on Millennium Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to today's edition of What's Cooking, exclusive and only on Millennium Radio, the voice of development. And as you all know, What's Cooking is brought to you every other day from Monday through to Friday. And we discuss everything to do with the kitchen, food, diet, nutrition, and related topics. That's what we discuss about on What's Cooking, only on Millennium Radio. And you can get me live on 90.5 FM for Lusaka City, 100.1 Ndola, 93.5 for Kabwe and surrounding areas, and 93.9 Kapiri and surrounding areas. And to host the show, my name is Dorcas Chikonkomini, and I'll be with you up to hour 14. So what are we talking about today on What's Cooking? So yesterday we had an interesting topic on preserving local foods. So just to carry forward the momentum, I have a very simple question. It's a battle of local snacks. A battle of local snacks between roasted cassava and roasted maize or corn, as others would say it. Which one is your favorite snack? For me, I think I'll give it to Itavalia kocha time. Okay, I love them both. But I can't talk about kocha. Itavalia kocha pressure thing. So, but yeah, when it's hot and nice, yes, I enjoy that. But kasava kocha, quite a few, it slaps different. Especially when I pass streets, kala washim shama tuma teka dia. If you know, you know. Alito kono tuma, notuma. Two peanuts with two sorts, we know, super. You enjoy. So that's our topic of discussion today. We just want to have a little bit of fun and bring out those views. We appreciate it. Want to hear from you. You know, these local foods, sometimes when we bring some of these topics, they sound very simple and funny, but oh, you know, you actually discovered that these our local foods are very nutritious. They are not ultra processed, you know. They help they carry the their nutrients are packed. Not at you're getting everything pure from the source, and it's very nice. They are tasty and they keep our bodies in check. You realize that people who eat a lot of these things, especially mumishi, of course now each other not change, you know, now they're able to access what the modernity is giving us. But you realize that most people there hardly get sick because they get everything raw from the earth itself, you know, badia kwa masuku, badia kwa mfungo, badia kwa ngai, badia kwa nshi. And you know, because kumushu kasanga tinka baby, and the mother is able to go with that infant. Because they are able to have those nutrients straight from the source, not ultra processed, no gimmicks, no nothing, no tishia kwabati, Sure, pito no, just the sun, if it's dried food, just the sun and the wind, you know, the elements will process that and you are able to preserve your nutrients and everything else. So my topic